Have one. I'm Brian Kilmeade. I know it's always a great time to listen to WHIO, but especially when my friend Steve Temple's behind the microphone. Listen to Temple Talk. Temple Talk Radio on WHIO.
This is Temple Talk Radio with Steve Temple from Pinnacle Investment Advisors. You need a financial strategy that accounts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of Temple Talk Radio is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now, here's Temple Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, Miami Valley, and welcome to all of our listeners this morning. You know, today's topic, we're going to talk about how to protect your retirement savings. You know, if you've been keeping an eye on the markets or your retirement accounts lately, you already know 2025, it's been a roller coaster year. So whether you're still earning a paycheck or you've recently hung it all up and you started enjoying retirement, the ups and downs, boy, they can feel relentless at times. So how do you protect what you work so hard for and what you work to build? How do you stay focused on growing and preserving your nest egg when the financial landscape seems to be shifting beneath your feet? So today, we're going to talk about some smart, practical moves you can make right now to potentially help strengthen your retirement savings and keep your plan on track. So before we, buckle in for that ride, let me share with you my co-host, Mr. Tony Shore, who I know, the guy who says the only roller coaster he enjoys is the one that's at the end of the funnel cakes at the carnivals.
Yeah, as long as it lets me off right at that funnel cake stand, I'll ride it. You know, I like my heart rate steady and my finances even steadier. But yeah, it has been a wild ride. I mean, we had a quick drop the other day, but, record highs. But what goes up must come down. You want to be prepared for what's around the corner. Things look pretty good right now, and that's good, but you have to have a plan in place. I think even people who've been careful and consistent, Steve, they might feel a little uneasy about what's next. But speaking of uneasy, we were talking a little bit about Halloween before the show. Halloween, not necessarily my favorite. What I like doing is handing out candy to the little kids in their little costumes. I love that.
Yes.
And I used to love taking my kids trick-or-treating and dressing them up. That was fun. But you said you saw something really cool. And you described it. Now I got to find it.
I love this time of year. It's going into the fall, great campfire weather.
Yeah, great weather.
You like the aroma out in the air. And just the decorations, the fall decorations. I'm like you, Tony. I'm not a big fan of all the scary, creepy stuff. But, I remember back in the day we did Halloween. It was kind of cool. I remember one year, my youngest son, Alex, he was big into rocketry, still is. We actually took a cardboard box and slotted out so we could kind of wrap it around him. And we decorated it like it was a Saturn V rocket. Okay. Had a mesh, screen on it so he could see out of it. He had these little doors and it was called the fuel door. And that's where he'd walk up to the door, and the fuel cell is where you would put the candy. It had little bags that would collect the candies. It was the coolest thing, fun to make it. And I remember one year, Terry, my oldest son, they did a band competition, football game. We actually built a space shuttle for him to walk with. This thing was probably 10 feet long. And it had a harness on it so he could strap it over himself. But I know Kathleen and I, she's campaigning, for Bellbrook City Council. And we're out knocking on doors, meet and greet. And she's walking up to the door. And these two skeletons, they weren't scary. They're actually kind of cool looking. As soon as you walk by them, they were animated. They were robotic. So you walk by it and it would sensor, they'd start dancing. All right. Which was, I did a video of because it was just so cool to watch it. And then later, here it is, Charlie Brown and the Pumpkin. This thing was like 4 feet in diameter, Tony.
Wow.
And as soon as you walked up to the door, it had Snoopy. Snoopy was also up there on his doghouse. That one was animated. But the one I really liked was it had Charlie Brown coming up out of the pumpkin. It was animated. And he come up and it was so cool because he's up there kind of dancing. And then he just kind of fell back down again. So I would love to have those in my front yard. Snoopy animated for Halloween and also Charlie Brown with the pumpkin.
Wow. Yeah, that sounds cool. I got to find that Charlie Brown pumpkin, 4 feet in diameter. Yeah, that sounds great.
Yes. Yes.
That sounds awesome. Was it at one of those Spirit Halloween stores?
No, actually we were in a neighborhood just knocking on doors and Kathy.
Oh, so somebody had it at their house.
Had it at their home. Yeah. And we were just knocking on doors and she's introducing herself as the candidate for Bellbrook, City Council. So any of our listeners out here, folks, you live in Bellbrook. If you know somebody lives in Bellbrook, let them know to look up Kathleen Wright. You can go to Facebook. It's Citizens for Bellbrook. You know, her website, citizensforbellbrook.com. Check her out, folks. Let your friends know in Bellbrook. This is going to be a great candidate to keep Bellbrook fun, healthy, safe, and charming. So check her out, folks. She's going to be an amazing candidate. We really want to get her elected because she's going to be a great fit for Bellbrook.
Well, I'm glad. And I think that's awesome. You guys are out hitting the streets, getting the message out, getting the word out. So, Steve, Halloween, fall. I love the fall weather. That's for sure. We always have our neighbors on Halloween. We pick someone's driveway, usually mine, set up some tables, and we all go in and have the candy on the tables in one person's driveway on our cul-de-sac. Yes, and then we have a fire pit and we have food and beverages. So that's fun. Well, hey, how to protect your retirement savings from risk. And there's many types of risk out there. Yes. And people, these aren't scare tactics. You got to take it seriously and know what to expect. That's why you need a plan in place. So where do we start?
Well, as we examine how you can potentially protect your retirement savings, Tony, we'll consider a Kiplinger article that's headlined Six Steps to Protect Your Retirement Savings. You know, this has been one of those years where you can find a headline to support almost any opinion about the economy. You know, one day inflation seems under control, and then the next report suggests it's creeping back up. It's been enough to make your head spin, Tony. And just look, you mentioned earlier the spin we had in the market just, what, a few weeks ago was all about the consideration of tariffs in China again. But then there's the stock market, Tony. We've watched stocks nosedive in April, only to climb right back up to record highs a few months later. So even the experts can't seem to agree on whether we're headed toward a recession or dodging one entirely.
Yeah, that's true. And for the average person trying to plan their retirement, Steve, it can get confusing. It's a mix of signals. And no wonder people feel uneasy about their long-term financial picture, right?
Well, there's a recent survey that was from Allianz for Lifetime Income. And noted in this article, it found that more than half the people between 45 and 75, Tony, they're worried about outliving their money in retirement. And that's a noticeable increase from last year. So almost half the pre-retirees and retirees say they're already taking action. You know, they're maybe going to postpone retirement, they're trimming expenses, or they're just kind of rethinking their investment strategies altogether.
So even though the usual advice is stay the course may need a little adjusting from time to time.
Boy, Tony, you're so right. And staying the course doesn't mean ignoring reality either, my friend. It means making sure your plan fits in the current environment. So reviewing your financial strategy and portfolio regularly can help you stay proactive instead of reactive, Tony. Small adjustments can have a big impact. So when you build, you know, certain protections, you're not depending always on Wall Street or the economy to make sure you've got a successful retirement.
Yeah, there you go. And that's a great point. You know, it's easy to feel like everything's out of control because of interest rates, inflation, global politics. But there are things we can control, right? Especially by working with somebody like yourself.
Bingo, Tony. You know what? We can't control the Fed. We cannot control the president or what happens overseas. But you can control your own strategy. How much risk are you taking in your portfolio? How much are you spending? How are you prepared for what's life's what I call what ifs? Okay. That's not, you know, just good for the bottom line. It can also help you have peace of mind, and having a plan reduces stress, Tony, because you now know where you're at and you're not the mercy of ever, you know, stinking headlines. So, you know, I've even said for years, if what you thought to be true turned out not to be true, when do you want to know? Right, Tony?
Right.
And I think more importantly, now that you know, what are you going to do about it? And like you mentioned earlier, it's about being proactive. And the one thing I'm really proud of, Tony, in our firm, we're very proactive, not reactive. Going back to, you know, COVID back in 2020, you know, I was up visiting my team just in February of that year. And I was talking about this bat flu thing. And is it going to have an impact on the market? The answer was no. Because earnings were still good, corporations still good, people still buying goods and services. We didn't know a month later it was going to, you know, change, and it did. So I had another associate, you know, fellow I know, another advisor. He said this was the beginning of the end. This is a depression coming. And, you know, he was going to move all of his clients' money to cash, like he was trying to time the market. And I tried to tell the fellow, I said, dude, that's just not wise. I mean, what are you basing this on? other than just your opinion or emotion. He didn't have any substance. So anyway, he did. And here's the irony, Tony. March 26, 2020, the market was down 30-something percent. And he locked in those losses, baby. And the irony is, I called Matt that same day. He made that comment. I said, Matt, you know, Matt's my consultant at Gradient. And I said, Matt, you know what? What's going on here? And Matt and I agreed, we're going to start doing 2 webinars a week and send it out to our clients, send it out to all the prospects we've met over the years. And we actually put it out on social media and let people know, tune in and listen to the experts, not the media, not somebody that has an agenda. Let's talk to the experts about what really is going on behind the scenes with this bat flu thing. And the irony is, what, 4 weeks later, the market's back up, right?
Oh, yeah. Now,
the people on the call, we did tweak a few things. We mentioned at the beginning of the show.
Oh, sure.
But, you know, the thing that was really amazing is a lot of those people that were working with this other advisor, Tony, they were on our webinar, okay? They listened to what we were sharing, the logic and the discipline. A lot of those folks are now our clients.
Yeah.
They were locked in at a 30-something percent loss, and of course, the market's back up, but they're not. So, you know, Tony, people are concerned, but at the end of the day, they're looking for advisors that have wisdom, that have discipline. They want to have the confidence in knowing they've got a great plan. So, folks, that's the message to you today is we're going to share some other things today that'll be helpful, but don't put it off. Find someone that has the wisdom, the knowledge, and the team that can give you, you know, proactive guidance and not reactive and help you stay on track.
Yeah. I mean, if the market drops 20, 30% and you sell because of it,
right,
or get out or go to cash, you're going to lock in those losses, as you put it. I like how you put it. You're going to lock in those losses. You're selling low. And then you're probably going to end up buying high to get back in.
That's right.
And so you're going to really deplete your savings by doing that. Had he just waited, not only would he been okay, he would have been had a huge advantage because the market hit record highs a few months later. Right.
Right.
So that's just, you know, and will it always do that? No, it might take a year or two to get back.
Well, we've had those cycles. Yeah.
But you want to, if you're not in as it's going up, you're locking in those losses. And so I just, it's tough. People let their emotions dictate their financial decisions and not math. And that's why you work with a financial services professional, a fiduciary who's going to look out for your best interests and say, hey, wait, hold up. Yeah, you know, you don't make the decisions for people, but you tell them, here's what would happen if you do this. Right. Here's why I would recommend doing this. Mm-hmm. And then let them make the decision. But at least you're telling them, hey, you're going to lock in these losses. Here's what the market's done over the last 100 years.
Right.
And based on that, I would recommend this. Now, past performance isn't necessarily indicative of future results, but you do have a 100-year time span to look at. So it's a pretty good sampling of what the market's done and what it will do. So I think that's really good that you get that professional advice. Somebody who's going to do the math and say, hey, wait, you have money you can use over here, especially if they're already your clients. You've got money where they can take it out where they're not going to, you know, it's not going to hurt them to take it out when the market's down, right?
Well, you know, Tony, and we've mentioned this in some shows in the past, we use a tool. It's the Color of Money Risk Analysis, COMRA for short, and it's 11 questions that helps us understand that client. And better yet, they now have a good understanding how they feel about the market. So it comes up with a score, 0 to 100. If your score is say 57, that means you're, you know, you're a modest, you know, investor, moderate investor. Now we're going to have a conversation that says about 57% of your investments should be allocated toward growth. Okay. That's S&P, things like that. The balance of it should be where it's safe. And I even refer to that as a buckets of money, Tony, where you now know your score, your risk tolerance. We're not guessing at it anymore. It's how you feel, not your neighbor, not your coworker. This is how you feel. So then we run the Morningstar analysis on how you're currently allocated and compare that score, how you're investing versus how you feel you should be investing. And that's where the education really starts, because now we help people inform people you're out of balance or maybe you're appropriately allocated. But the point of it is, Tony, most people I meet are way allocated and they're too risky, especially coming into retirement. You know, you have to change throttle a little bit, throttle back a little bit. But we talk about buckets of money where some of us are going to be over here. You mentioned it earlier. That's what made me think about the story. You got different buckets where those dollars are not being affected by the market. So let's say, for example, the market's down. We never know when it's going to happen. you want to take a vacation, you know, you'd be planned it. You need 10 grand, 15 grand to take a family trip, you and your kids, grandkids, whatever. If the market's down, that's not really going to be the right time to take money out of your investments.
No.
But if you've got other buckets of money that still have some growth potential that not being affected by the downturn in the market, that's the bucket you're going to want to tap into. Leave the other one alone. Let it, because it is going to bounce back. It always does. But having a strategy, having a discipline, Tony, that's going to win in all scenarios. So, but the first line of defense, it's real simple, but it can be very powerful. Here it is. Build a cash buffer. I kind of touched on that by having different buckets. Think of it as your personal runway of accessible assets that can cover your expenses if trouble hits. So if the economy slows down or you see layoffs or market downturn, you know, the government shut down, people on furlough, yeah, they're not getting a paycheck. They work here at the base. So the point of it is, if you've got a different bucket over here, you know, that money is there for you, your emergency reserve, whatever you want to call it, that cash can give you some breathing room. So you're not forced to pull money out of your retirement accounts at the worst possible time. So, you know, one risk, especially for people still working, is an unexpected job loss, you know, and it lasts longer than expected. And we still don't know what's going to happen with the shutdown. But according to Bureau of Labor Statistics cited in this article, workers between 55 and 64 are averaging about 26 weeks to find a new job after a layoff. So for those 65 and older, it can take 32 weeks or longer. It all just depends on what's going on in the economy and job opportunities and those things. So we just encourage people, don't put yourself at risk like that. Have a plan, be disciplined, have different buckets of money.
And without that cushion, you could end up tapping your 401k early or taking on debt just to get by, right?
Well, the article even explains that Vanguard found that 4.8% of 401k participants took hardship withdrawals last year. That's nearly triple the rate from just a few years ago. And that was in a strong economy, Tony. So, you know, if you're within 5 or 10 years of retirement or you're newly retired, the bigger threat can be the market slump early in retirement. And this Morningstar survey, it showed that retirees who experience losses in the first 5 years of withdrawals, here it is, Tony, are far more likely to outlive their money. And we even demonstrate that when people meet with us one-on-one, we even show them an example of that. So this is why the article suggests holding about 2 years of spending these in cash or other, you know, safe money, around another 5 to 8 years in some fixed income investments. That combination can keep your strategy on course throughout these market storms and keep your stress levels in check. And that's important.
Yeah. Now, once someone's built that cash buffer that you've talked about, what's the next step?
Well, the next step is to take a close look at your retirement mix. Maybe, you know, make a few small adjustments. I always tell my clients, you don't need to overhaul everything. Sometimes just tweaking the balance between investments can make a big difference in how long your savings is going to last.
And that means it's not about making huge changes then, right?
Well, big heroic gestures almost never work out, Tony.
Yeah.
The key is to build a durable plan that fits your goals, you know, then make small periodic adjustments to keep things on track. And that way you don't have to react to every new headline or a market move that comes along. You know, for example, if you haven't rebalanced your portfolio in a while, now's a good time to take a look at that. So stocks have been on a huge run, not just this year, but, you know, mostly for the past decade. And that probably means that your mix has shifted. So there's a Christine Benz from Morningstar found that if you started 10 years ago with 60-40, 60% stocks, 40% bonds, and you didn't touch it, your portfolio now probably has about 81% stocks. And that could be a little bit more risk than most people realize, Tony.
Oh, for sure. And that can be a real problem if you're close to retirement, right?
Absolutely, brother. And so, you know, the 5 to 10 years before or after you retire can be critical, my friend. So that's when a major market downturn can really hurt, because you started to rely on your savings for income. And a mistake that I see a lot of people make during is too much risk, too many risky assets when they start withdrawing money. You know, it's almost like they're trying to chase returns. But that approach can lead to issues, way, way bad issues in the future, Tony. So the moderate mix, 50 stocks, 50% bonds, has averaged roughly about 8.2% per year. And that's just about a point less half than 80-20 mixed portfolio, which is, you know, has much smaller losses. But the biggest 1 year drop, you know, in a balanced portfolio was about 22% compared to the 35% for folks that had a more aggressive portfolio. And that can make a difference.
Oh, it can make a huge difference, right? So how can our listeners out there schedule that no charge, no obligation consultation to ask questions or start building a financial strategy of their own, Steve?
Folks, reach out to us, 937-667-6500. Go to the website, pinnacleinvestmentadvisors.com. On the bottom of that main page, there's three links. One is to schedule a call, get on our calendar. The other two options, we can set up a virtual meeting. Better yet, come see us in person. We have two offices. One is in Beaver Creek, Ohio. We're located inside the Chamber of Commerce. The other office is in Troy, Ohio. Tony, you mentioned it. Folks, take advantage of this free offer, no strings attached, and let's run that color of money risk analysis. And let us run the analysis using Morningstar to give you clarity in how you're allocated and to see how it lines up with one another.
I think that's great and good show so far. Let's jump right back in. Where do you want to start here?
Well, protection becomes even more important as you move through retirement, Tony. You know, that said, you don't want to swing too far toward bonds because, you know, there's a lot of risk in people. We talk about inflation. If inflation averages 2.7 and your purchasing power is cut in half over the 25 to 30 year retirement, that means you're closer to, you know, 15 years. So make sure you've got the right strategy. You definitely make sure you outpace inflation. So maybe, you know, sometimes not taking enough risk, Tony, can also have another effect where you've lost purchasing power. You know, things are continuing to go up in cost. So you got to make sure you outpace inflation, and having that discipline strategy is going to make a big, big difference in the long-term strategy.
And it's eye-opening. So how do you protect against something like that, Steve? What do you
recommend? Well, this article argues that stocks may be a long-term hedge against inflation because they historically have outpaced rising prices over time. The research also suggests that keeping a portfolio position in equities helps maintain that protection. So on the fixed income side, some financial services professionals recommend adding inflation protected securities like savings bonds, or they call them TIPS, Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, TIPS for short. And so having a portion of your bond holdings and those type of investments may help your income keep up with inflation. So, and finally, don't forget about the international diversification, Tony. This year, international markets have outperformed U.S. stocks for the first time in quite some time. So keeping some of your stocks in international holdings and choosing bond funds with global exposure can certainly help reduce volatility.
Obviously, and that's huge. You know, ultimately, it's not just about performance. It's about spreading things out and reducing that risk wherever you can, right?
Well, diversification, Tony, is more than just a math formula. It is a mindset. It's about humility. So it's admitting that none of us knows exactly what's going to happen next. So if we build a plan that can handle just about anything, having balance is going to have a great, you know, outcome, positive outcome in your long-term strategy.
There's another part of the plan that we can actually control day to day, and that's how we spend, right?
Well, it is, Tony. So the survey found that, I guess, the 2/3 of Americans between 18 and 65, they're already cutting back because of economic concerns. So things like dining out, online shopping, and travel are at the top of the list, Tony. And that's just not, you know, younger folks. It's because about 41% of retirees, the article cites this, 41% of retirees say they're tightening their belts too. So honestly, that might be a smart move. So when you're still working, every dollar you spend is a dollar you can save. So whether that means adding to your cash reserves or bumping up your retirement contributions, you know, if you're already retired, spending less means you don't have to pull as much out of your portfolio during these down markets, which once again is going to help your savings last longer.
And that's what we all want, right? We want to make it last as long as we do and beyond. And even people who might feel financially secure right now might want to think about where they could trim a little bit.
Well, Tony, you mentioned it earlier in the show. It's about having a plan ahead of time. We talked about that in the show a few months ago about the 10 years away from retirement, 5 years away from retirement, 1 year away from retirement. All these things need to have certain triggers that you should be doing in preparation for the day that you're going to retire. So if you don't need to make changes yet, but, you know, things, you know, change because of the market fall or inflation rises, you know, you already know, you know, where to scale back. So that kind of flexibility can help you stay calm when everybody else is panicking, Tony. And interestingly, the article points out that flexibility works both ways. So when markets are strong, some financial advisors maybe encourage retirees to spend a little more, you know, within reason. And it's all about adapting your withdrawals, you know, depending on what the market's doing. And I kind of touched on that a minute ago. We had this great conversation about balance, and I'll touch on it again, Tony. Having the right percentages of fixed income, investment opportunities, when the market's up, like you said, you take it out of the bucket where you've got your stocks. If the market's down, you don't touch your stocks, leave them alone, tap over into those fixed income strategies because they're not going to be impacted by the market. And that just gives people a lot of peace of mind of knowing different buckets, different timelines. They know they've got access to money whenever they need it.
There you go. Well, this is terrific insight. Is there anything else you want to add before we go today? We're out of time.
Tony, I tell you, these shows go so fast. You know that. And we don't always get to cover all the topics, but hopefully by sharing some things we have today, it's created your interest. You're curious. You want to reach out to us, folks. Give us a call, 937-667-6500. Go to the website, pinnacleinvestmentadvisors.com. Make the appointment. Come in and talk to us. No cost. No obligation.
Excellent. And that does it for today's episode of Temple Talk Radio with our host, Steve Temple.
Hi, I'm Brian Kilmeade. Thanks for listening to my good friend, Steve Temple, with Temple Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for Temple Talk Radio. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Steve Temple at Pinnacle Investment Advisors at 937-667-6500 or visit templetalkradio.com. Join us again soon for another episode of Temple Talk Radio. Advisory services are offered through Pinnacle Investment Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Ohio. Insurance products and services are offered through Temple Financial Solutions, an affiliated company.
All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.